Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a new method of fabrication of plastic parts using corflute. Now, corflute is the... You have real estate signs, these cheap signs, electoral signs, in Australia at least, and it's this extruded plastic sheet of these little sort of long boxes which form a sheet. So it's a surface, front surface, the back surface, and every 2 millimeters or so is a rib of plastic going from the top to the bottom surface, making a sort of a cell-like structure of these extruded holes which go down the entire length of the corflute. And I had a problem, and still have a problem, of a getting a flange for an odd-sized pool I have. So there's a water intake, a skimmer box in the side of my pool, and the pump sucks down into that skimmer box, so the water gets sucked off the surface of the water and into the skimmer box and into the filter, and this creates great pressure on this large flange, which reduces down to the size of the hose which goes into the pool to clean out the water. So this large pressure over time basically destroys anything that's in the way. So it's destroyed the first set of things, and from being many years old, there's no longer a manufacturing of these larger size flanges, so I've had to make up one myself. So the way I've done it is I've got a piece of corflute, got a circle roughly the right size, traced it out, cut out 1, 2, 3, 4 circles on top of each other, and then using something called shoe glue. This is a sort of a soft plastic glue. It dries, but it never completely... It still remains rubbery. It's not brittle, which is important because you want this to hold together when it flexes and not to rip apart. You want to actually get the stress to actually travel through it. So you put these in, the four... layers of plastic, 4 layers, because you want some symmetry, or I guess I want some symmetry in strength. And so you have the first layer with the holes in the corflute going up down, and the second left right, up down, left right, put across each other. And then there's a process, I'm saying this relatively quickly because I've actually gone down to get a blood test, so I'm just checking it's all safe here. To focus on this, these types of things. Okay, yes, I think I've got everything under control. So I've got the blood tests. Oh, okay. So you've got these 4 layers and go in, and it's slightly too large. No worries to go about that. So the diameter that you've cut is about a centimetre too big for the diameter. It's probably... looks like a 30 centimeter diameter hole to go in. It's got the corflute, and so what you do is what I do, and it's got this fairly powerful soldering iron, and just right around the outside, not keeping it in position too long, gradually melting it, and it melts and fuses in the corflute, making sort of a hard plastic outer rim of the outside, taking a while to get that in. And nice and circular. Now, in the center, there's a most satisfying thing you do. You can just push your soldering iron through to make a single hole, then swirl it around to enlarge the central hole in the center, so it gets gradually larger and larger. You put this up to scale, and you have roughly... Well, it's a bit over, say 25 centimetres, 30 centimetres, millimetres thick beautiful, beautiful piece of construct. And it's sort of just a real eye-opener for me that this is such a beautiful material to work with. And it's created a construct. Now, oh my godfather, petrol prices is $1.72. So, that is expensive, but good on you, Iraq or whatever, who's ever... Oh, that would be the Syrian war would have popped it up. There you go. Ripples I felt all the way out here. Yeah, so I put it in, and it's indeed a very good pump. Now, a very good thing. So with this, the water does not go past it. It goes through it. And, yeah, just a thing to think about. And I put it in. And yes, it is, has bowed down, so I put four layers on. Perhaps one would want to you ought to think about, you know, how it does. I haven't really, really thought out exactly how you'd reinforce it even more, because it it's just a bit of a thought of how you can actually make it stronger still. But in terms of God's gift to manufacturing, this would have to be it. This is just a joy to go through. So that's my story on how to get that done. And I'll go and have my little blood test as a good boy. Just popping up on my warfarin and stuff. So I'll get back to you. The next talk I'll give is very briefly on how to arrange a computer class for if you've only got limited computers and a large time. I'll do that next time. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.